Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. It is one thing to slow down to go around a tractor on a back road, but it's certainly another when you get 70 tractors, trucks, sprayers, and other vehicles lined up. That's what happened recently. It was a tractor parade to pay tribute to the frontline workers at Northumberland Hills Hospital and the Golden Plough Lodge. It was organized by the Northumberland Federation of Agriculture. Sid Atkinson, president of the group, described how it all came about.
The tractor parade was kind of spurred on by Bruce Butters. He proposed that idea to me a week and a half ago, and it's amazing how fast it came together and the amount of excitement that's generated.
But the original idea came from Bruce Butters, the local rep for the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. It came from a group out of Western Ontario.
Well, I can't take full credit. I received an email from our general manager at the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. There was a group of farmers in Elgin County.
At 1 p.m., they drove along Burnham Street, then turned down onto De Palma Drive and into the hospital. The staff gathered outside the building to wave and cheer as horns blared. Some music even played. Once they had finished at the hospital, Sid Atkinson led the group south on Strathy Road, then east along Elgin Street, then back on Burnham to swing by the Golden Plough Lodge.
Personally, I was able to take a small contingent of the parade around through the courtyard of the Golden Plough Lodge, and to see those folks waving and smiling, and it was just making their day. You could just, it was a good feeling. Not only did we give to them, they gave to us.
For some, it was very touching. It was a moment of solidarity, a sign of appreciation. And like so many farmers, it was about family.
We got lots of support and came out, and it was a great event and very emotional. I've had several emails of how moved people were that we would do that. And they were really impressed about the farm participant, the family participant. Lots of the vehicles had two generations in them, or father-son or father-grandson. And that seemed to be something they picked up on and were moved by the fact that agriculture is actually a real family affair. And so it really went over well, and it was well supported.
Farmers tend to keep to themselves. They quietly toil away, working hard to make sure that we have food on our table every day. It is easy to forget it is the single largest industry in Northumberland, and they rarely step into the limelight. But for a few hours on a Saturday afternoon, a gathering took place to honor another group of hardworking, dedicated people who are essential to our world, especially now. And yes, it was kind of sexy.
She thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
Well, that is another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular current affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you have any ideas or suggestions for this show, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.